Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick and I'm about to bring you a feature focusing on Finland and the Holy See 70 years on. On the evening of Monday, 18th of June, the ambassador of Finland to the Holy See, Dr. Alpo Ruusi, hosted a conference to mark celebrations for the 70th anniversary of the establishment of a full diplomatic relationship at ambassadorial level between Finland and the Holy See. The year was 1942, the exact date, 29th of March, and the Pope of the time was Pius XII. It was a year after Stalingrad, which some historians pinpoint as a psychological turning point of the Second World War. But on Monday, the venue for celebrations was a sun-bathed Finnish institute, located at a high point on Rome's Janiculum Hill. Present at this conference were the Vatican's Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Dominique Monberti, and Finland's Minister of the Interior, Mrs. Päivi Räsänen. Representing the three official religions in Finland were their Christian leaders, the head of the majority church, the Evangelical Lutheran, Archbishop Kari Markkinen, the head of the Orthodox Church, Archbishop Leo of Karelia and all Finland, and the Catholic Bishop of Helsinki, Teemu Sippo. I spoke to them as well as to Ambassador Ruusi and filed this report, in which I begin by affording some background to this first Nordic land to engage in diplomatic relations with the Holy See. Finland, a 5.3 million strong nation, is a land of water and ice, a harsh land, where in the far north, for many weeks in winter, the sun may never rise, and in summer the sun may never set. Harsh too is its history. Hundreds of years of Swedish rule were followed by a further century of Russian control. A legacy that lingers on in the memory of its people, who've displayed skill at balancing the demands of an 800-mile border with Russia. A haunting presence, the Finnish composer Sibelius famously attempted to escape from with his renowned Finlandia, glorifying in this composition his own nation in defiance of the oppressor. A musical independence foreshadowing political independence that would only come with the Russian Revolution in 1917. An independence which draws, too, from far-reaching roots of a heroic past to be found in the pages of the national epic, the Kalevala, which highlights a 2,000-year-old oral tradition, only published in 1835. An independence for a nation which, contrary to the other countries in the so-called Nordic space in the years following the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1990s, stepped out of the Cold War shadows into the warm embrace of Europe. And earlier still, getting back to our story, exactly 70 years ago, in 1942, in a world enveloped in flames of war, it embraced diplomatic relations with the Holy See, a first once again in the Nordic space. And so to mark this historical milestone, a conference took place in Rome at the Finnish Institute, located in the Renaissance-era Villa Lante on the Janiculum Hill, with its stunning views overlooking the city. I was invited to go along and began by speaking to my host on this occasion, the Finnish ambassador to the Holy See, Dr. Alpo Ruusi. Given diplomatic relations were established during the war years and coming from a nation which has a long-standing reputation as promoter of peace, hosting as it did one of the major peace accords of our time back in 1975, as well as being an active member of the United Nations participating in peacekeeping, it came as no surprise that the conversation with this ambassador focused around peace. This is a special occasion. It's 70 years of diplomatic relations between Finland and the Holy See. What does it mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. Finland was first Nordic country that established full diplomatic relations with Holy See. I think we were even 40 years before the other Nordics came. And I think we were also taking care of the Nordic interests in the Holy See a long time. And we learned a lot. And we learned more about international relations because the Holy See has a very strong representation throughout the world. And it was a special reason to come here during the World War II. Finland wanted desperately to get rid of the war. And we thought first that this may be a channel to start this process. to have a separate peace with the Soviet Union.
You have been very active in peacekeeping as a country, as a nation. That's something you share with the Holy See, would you say?
Oh, yes, indeed. We actually learned, not only during the World War II, but we learned also later on that this security in Europe, in the process on Security Conference of Europe, we promoted similar kind of goals when the conference was aired, 1972 till 1975. And I think that period of time very much taught the Finnish diplomacy through the Vatican, the dialogue, meaning of dialogue, meaning of also human rights. We opened the conference for human rights issues, and this played a role when we think in terms of the collapse of the totalitarian regimes. This process certainly pushed things forward to strengthen democracy and human rights in Europe.
Also among the guests of honour I spoke to at this event were the leaders of the three official religions in Finland, the majority evangelical Lutheran, the Orthodox and the Catholic. As I discovered, all pragmatically skilled at finding common ground. This nation's Christian heritage lingers on. But why don't we begin by listening to the leader of the majority church, the Lutheran Archbishop Kari Markkinen.
This is, of course, this is special because here are the church traditions, Finnish church traditions together visiting Rome. And at the same time, this is the state of Finland is present so strongly in this occasion. For me as well, it means that the state relations and the ecumenical relations are not separated, but they work together. And of course, we have this tradition of each year in January, we visit Rome in St. Henry's Day, the Catholic bishop from Finland and one Lutheran bishop from Finland, and sometimes also an Orthodox bishop. That's a tradition which is very important for our relations between Catholics and Lutherans in Finland and international ecumenical movement as well.
A continuity then stemming from the evangelizing mission of St. Henry, the Catholic bishop from England, who is said to have brought Christianity here from the West. One who lived over 8 centuries before the time of the father of the Finnish Reformation, Mikael Agricola. And indeed a saint, mentioned by Blessed John Paul II in 1989 during his apostolic visit to Finland, as having sown the seeds of faith and given witness to his love for Christ by shedding his blood. A saint whose memory is still very much alive in Turku's medieval cathedral today, where the first Finnish-born Catholic bishop of Helsinki since the Reformation was recently consecrated bishop. He too was present in Villa Lante for celebrations on this occasion. His name, Bishop Teemu Sippo. A convert to the Catholic Church, he told me he felt the weight of 500 years of history on his shoulders, but broadened the conversation on to explaining how half of the Catholics in Finland are immigrants from over 80 countries across the world. You are the first native-born bishop since the Reformation, is that correct?
Yes, since 500 years.
500 years. Do you feel the weight on your shoulders?
A little, yes.
Tell me, Catholics are a minority. Are they mainly Finnish or they come from Poland or other countries?
Mainly, actually, from elsewhere. We have over 50% there immigrants in the church, and about 40% there Finnish. These immigrants, they have around 80 different nationalities, so that they are from all over the world. And it is a sign that the Catholic Church is everywhere.
Were you born a Catholic?
No, I converted as I was 18 years old.
You were a Lutheran?
Yes, I was Lutheran, yeah.
And you were consecrated as bishop in the cathedral in Turku. Can you share your emotions? That is a very symbolic moment, no?
Yes, it was
an ecumenical moment, too.
Yeah, of course. It is an old Catholic cathedral from the Middle Ages, and that was my main point. As I asked the Archbishop of Turku if it could be possible to be consecrated in the cathedral. Of course, now it is Lutheran, and Therefore, it was also a very important ecumenical event. Many people showed that they are glad that there's now a Finnish-born bishop. It was a big joy for many.
What does it mean to you to travel together with the other two bishops of the official religions?
We are very glad to do that. Somehow we come together very well.
Can you comment on this occasion? What does it mean to you? It
means that for the Finnish state, the Catholic Church is important. They want to collaborate or cooperate with the Catholic Church in many fields, and especially maybe for the peace and justice and in these things. But of course it is important for the Catholic Church in Finland, because church is still very small, and we live in a diaspora situation. So for us also Rome is important, maybe more important than for those churches which are big and make a majority. For the small church, Rome is always important.
The solemnity of this occasion was also highlighted by the leader of the other official church in this nation which borders with Russia, the Orthodox, in the person of Archbishop Leo of Karelia in all Finland, whose church, despite the geographical closeness to Russia, belongs to the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. He's a church leader keen to broaden ecumenical boundaries. Belong to the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, despite being so close to Russia.
Yes, our mother church is, of course, Russian Orthodox Church, but we are members of Constantinople, Patriarchate of Constantinople. We had autonomous status from Russian Church from beginning 1921, but from 1923 we can say other than Constantinople. Maybe some political reasons and so on, you can understand, but we have very good relations with Russian Orthodox Church also today.
What is the meaning of your coming to Rome with the head of the Lutheran Church and the head of the Catholic Church?
I will tell you that we have been 2 years ago in Constantinople. Mäkinen and Temusippo, they had never been there, but now they have been there once with me. And last week we visited Moscow and we met the Patriarch Kirill there.
All three of you?
Yes. And also that visit to Moscow was first to both of those other bishops. And now we are here, and I'm sure that we are going together, I don't know, but maybe we can go to Mount Athos or Mount Sinai or something.
An openness, then, in ecumenical relations, distant in time from that earlier historical mood of suspicion between the three churches. Finland may be a harsh land, but it's certainly a nation come in from the cold. No need for icebreakers to celebrate 70 years of diplomatic relations between Finland and the Holy See, at both the state and ecumenical level. To quote from Blessed John Paul II once again when he visited Helsinki, "Drawn together by the rigours of a harsh climate, you have forged a close-knit society which cherishes the ideals of peace, justice and harmony." I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio.